Omega leaned back again, resting against the pillows. I am just a seeker, as you are. You have been told that the Sith belong to the dark side, yet the Jedi know little of the Sith. What you don't know could fill galaxies. Well, you do know one thing, that there is one Sith still alive. I know this too. I wanted to be rich enough to find that Sith. Then one day, I realized that was wrong. The only way I would find a Sith is if I was rich enough, powerful enough, so that he wanted to find me. I'm not rich enough yet, but I will be. Omega paused. I'm not force sensitive. I can never be a Sith. I have found something at last that I cannot buy, but I can be close to that power. I can sit at his side, as I am sitting by your side. That's why you attacked the Jedi, Anakin said. You want to impress him. Yes, you see? It's nothing personal. Omega leaned closer to him. Don't you think I could have killed you if I wanted? No, Anakin said. I know you think you could have. I like you, Omega said. I liked what I saw in Harridan. Your master, you can keep. Typical Jedi. Omega leaned back against the cushions and crossed an ankle over his leg comfortably. You're different because you didn't grow up in that temple. You know how power works because you were ground down beneath it. You know how the powerless have only their dignity to comfort them, and how, some days, that is not enough. Not nearly enough. Melora stood restlessly. Let me show him. No. Yes. Melora reached into her pocket and withdrew Dara's lightsaber. I've been learning how to use it. One day, I will fight a Jedi. The force he had kept at bay shot through him, revitalizing his muscles. The sight of Dara's lightsaber in Melora's hand had done it. He felt strength move through him. He knew he could rise now. Even Omega looked amazed when he shot to his feet. He activated his lightsaber in a motion so fast they could not follow it with their eyes. How about today? He taunted, taking a step toward her. Are you ready to fight a Jedi today? Well, well, Omega breathed. Impressive. But the others were not so calm. They drew blasters. Shoot him! Melora shrilled. She activated the lightsaber clumsily. Anakin took a step. He felt unsteady, but in control. Melora began to wave the lightsaber. She tried to execute an offensive thrust, but the lightsaber swung crazily. She was not able to balance it. Melora, don't be foolish, Omega warned. But Melora did not drop the lightsaber, and Anakin was more afraid that she would injure herself than he was of the blasters. He knew his usual control would be off, so he would have to compensate. He would not risk a complicated move. Simple was best. Keeping the lightsaber in one hand, Anakin struck out with a strong kick in order to dislodge Dara's lightsaber from her hand. But Melora surprised him by twirling away. She was still hampered by the lightsaber, but the combination of Anakin's slowed reaction time and her own skill caused him to miss. Anakin stumbled, and to his surprise, he could not recover easily. He went down on one hand. Melora smiled. She raised the lightsaber. Even she could probably manage a downward stroke. He called on the Force. It surged through him. He balanced on one hand and swept his feet in an arc that hit Melora on the ankles and took her down. Dara's lightsaber went flying. Desperately, Anakin threw himself at Granta Omega. He hit him broadside, and they both fell. The lightsaber clattered to the floor, deactivated. The group saw Anakin on the floor with their leader and pointed their blasters at him. He raised his own lightsaber to deflect the fire, but he could see that he would not be able to hold out for long. Then suddenly, a blue blur appeared through the door. Metal peeled back, and Obi-Wan leaped through the opening. For a moment, no one moved. Anakin felt as though he had used up his last reserve of strength. He was sprawled on the floor, looking up at his master. Granta Omega laughed at the same moment that the blasters fired. Obi-Wan stepped forward, his lightsaber constantly moving, deflecting the fire. Granta Omega's fingers closed over the fallen lightsaber's hilt. With the other hand, he reached down and activated a switch on a device hanging on his belt. A door in a console opened and released five Seekers into the air. They honed in on Obi-Wan and peppered him with blaster fire. Obi-Wan swung his lightsaber, deflecting the fire, and leaped in the air to slash the Seekers one by one. He had his hands full. Anakin watched as Granta Omega, Melora, and the rest of the group escaped through a window. Omega held Dara's lightsaber. Anakin saw it happening and felt responsible again. If his master hadn't needed to protect him, he would have captured them all. A last surge of strength helped him down one Seeker with an awkward swing from the floor. Obi-Wan took out the last two. He reached down and helped Anakin to his feet. What happened? They drugged me. They had a Sith artifact. A holocron pyramid. Tick is Granta Omega. I know. Obi-Wan searched the room. They must have taken it with them. He crouched in front of the console. He reached in and rummaged through a travel kit. He threw aside several basic items, then held up a portable scanner. He studied it for a moment. Now this is interesting.